I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here's your big DC sports story of the day. Patrick Corbin has been named the opening day starter for the Washington Nationals. Where's my applause, Darius? Where's my, okay, celebration's even better. There you go. Patrick Corbin last year was named opening day starter. And it went so well last season. He responded so admirably and had such a productive year that the Nationals have decided to run it back after his 6.31 ERA and 31 starts, and his 210 hits and 150 innings, his 119 runs allowed, his 321 average against, which is something that's like out of a video game.
What?
The hardest level
possible. Was that the actual number? 321 average against?
The league hit 321 off Corbin. Second time in 3 years they've hit 300.
Like, that guy wins the batting title. You know what I mean? Like, I think Jeff McNeil was 326, but it's like, that guy's in contention.
In 2020, the league hit 308 off of him.
Yeah.
In 2021, down year for the league, they only hit 286.
Oh.
And then last year, 321. So, ladies and gentlemen, your opening day starter.
What are we doing?
Patrick Corbin. 33-year-old lefty.
All right. Can I, for a second. The Nationals are really good and have been really good at a lot of things. This has been a good organization. They're going through it right now. They're wearing it. We're rebuilding and they're going to the future. We'll do some shtick about 105, 110 losses. We're going through it. It's about the rebuild. It's about the future. They're prioritizing rightly. Done and done. You pointed this out to me years ago, and I hadn't thought about it previously, but now I think you're right. You were right then, and you're right now. They do this ceremonial thing way, way too often. When their best pitcher was Jordan Zimmermann, he didn't start game one of the postseason. Steven Strasburg did. When, you know, you could pick other times. This is the Patrick Corbin era and time has expired. Thank you for your service. Seriously. They don't win the 2019 World Series without Patrick Corbin. Patrick Corbin, effective big league pitcher, instrumental in the title and the flag that will fly forever, please and thank you. It's no longer a thing. It hasn't worked in 3 seasons. You want to tell me why? I don't really care, but it hasn't. There are great excuses, great reasons. I don't care about those. No longer. It's about the future. Let's stop doing this. Let's stop doing ceremony for ceremony's sake. Yeah. Let's stop doing the thing where we give a guy that's not any good anymore the nod over someone that is and is ascending. To me, it's Josiah Gray's rotation right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so we don't know if he's good yet, right? We're going to find out, hopefully. He had a good spring. We don't know if Mackenzie Gore is good or not. And I don't think Mackenzie Gore should get the opening day nod, having never pitched for the Nationals yet. But here is what I know, is that Patrick Corbin, over the last 3 seasons, has a 5.82 ERA. Best thing you can say about him is that he doesn't miss time.
Takes the ball.
He gets the ball every fifth day. And I mean this. This is admirable. Knowing he's going to get rocked, he just stands on that rubber, gets kicked in the teeth, knows he's probably going to get booed at home occasionally, and he just keeps on chopping wood. But he has routinely now, for 3 straight years, been the worst pitcher in the National League for major stretches. He gave up more hits than anybody in 2020. He gave up more earned runs and walks than anybody in 2021. He gave up more hits and more earned runs than anybody in 2022. This is statistically, and it's not close, the worst pitcher in the league over the last 3 years. Everything you said about 2019, his first year with the team, is true. And I would still do that 6-year contract, knowing what I know. I would still have signed that deal because, as you said, the parade happened, they won a championship, and it would not have taken place without Patrick Corbin. But they have 2 years left on this deal for 6 years and $140 million. This season and next season. So I don't know if you're advocating when you say that the party's over, turn out the lights and go home, that they should just cut him and eat the money. I don't think they should do that. I think he should be in the back of this rotation, eating innings. There's value in that. When he has a 7 ERA in a couple of months and he is giving up, you know, 8 hits and 6 runs in the first inning a couple times in a row, and you're going to your bullpen, which has happened in the past, before the second inning for 2 or 3 starts in a row, then we'll talk about moving him to the bullpen. I think those are realistic things you can do this year. I think eventually you probably eat the contract before next year and you just have him go away and you don't let him play the final year of the deal and you just pay him to not be around. But he doesn't have to start on opening day because he's the oldest, because he's the veteran, because he was a World Series champion and there are very few of those guys left on the team. Opening day is a fun celebration. It's a party. It's the day you want to be excited to go to the ballpark. Let's make a plan. Let's go to Walter's and get a cheeseburger. Let's eat a buffalo wing. Let's all wear shorts because it's springtime and it's going to be warm. And Ryan said it's not going to rain. Let's go to the game. Let's watch baseball. Let's be excited and be happy. It's really, really, really hard to get excited for a game when Patrick Corbin's pitching. It just is. So please, Nationals, read the room. If you don't want to spend any money, fine. I'll hate that, and I'll be angry about it, but I get it. If we're just going to be waiting for James Wood and Elijah Green and Robert Hassel and Yarlin Susana and the crew that is being built and put together in the minor leagues for a couple of years, I think Nats fans have been very good about this rebuild. There could be venom. There could be animosity. There could be anger. There probably should be. Turner's with the Phillies, and Schwarber's with the Phillies, and Harper's with the Phillies, Scherzer's with the Mets. Schwarber, I lost track of all the damn players that aren't here anymore
in the NL
that are in the division. But the point of the dude's story is, Soto with the Padres, people could be really upset. They should be furious about what's happening. They're mostly just kind of taking it on the chin and going, well, we won the World Series in 2019. When's the season start? The least you can do is give people a reason to go to opening day. And one of your young, ascending, interesting players, Josiah Gray, who was the best pitcher this spring for the Nationals, 4 starts and a sub-1 ERA, would qualify. Again, I don't think they're in a million years they would have let Mackenzie Gore throw on opening day. He struggled a little bit this spring, coming off of a gem the other day. That would be needle-moving and interesting. But Corbin, for a second straight year, to go throw, you know, 4 innings of 6-hit, 6-run ball in a game 1 loss as he embarks on the 4th straight year where he is going to be one of the worst pitchers in the league. I'm sorry. That's the opposite of what that day should be about. It's an eye roll kind of cringe. It's awkward for everyone.
Right.
And I feel bad for the guy. I'm being dead serious. Like, this stinks for him too. He just has to keep going out there. Imagine being that public with your job, and you're a teller, but everyone when you walk in knows you're the worst teller that there is. And there's 40,000 people watching you just bungle things all day long at the bank. That's not that cool.
No.
That's not a fun thing for him either. It's awkward for everyone. So let's not do it on opening day with all the pomp and the circumstance and the pageantry.
That's where I'm at. Now, had Kate Cavalli not been hurt, I would say let's slot Patrick Corbin 4th. Trevor Williams 5th. But now, you know, no Kate Cavalli. So now there's only 2 guys in their rotation that are intriguing and fun and that provide hope for you, right? It's Josiah Gray and Mackenzie Gore. I'm good on Patrick Corbin. You can't cut him. You can't just get rid of him because, as you mentioned, the salary. And he goes out there and takes the ball every 5th day for a team that's going to lose a bunch. That's fine. You actually need that. I know it's not sexy. I know it's not fun. But you need his 165 innings at some point, even though they're bad innings, even though he won't help you, he's performing a service. He's professionally getting kicked in the teeth. And he, as you said, deserves credit for that. You keep sending him up. He takes the ball every 5th day. Good for him. I just need this ceremonial crowning to not take place anymore with them. It's time to turn over a new leaf in this regard. One of the younger pitchers has pitched better than him. Let's have Josiah Gray do it.
Well, Anibal Sanchez comes back.
Right.
Matt Adams comes back. We're Sean Doolittle guys, but Sean Doolittle, I think 2 stints later, is back. They are still kind of living on 19, and what else do they have, I guess? I get it. To me, him starting on opening day is maddening because it just means they made no progress in the last year, essentially.
That's a key point.
Like, he started a year ago on opening day because you didn't have a better option. And you're like, well, you can't have Josiah Gray, who's been here for 3 hours. He was Mackenzie Gore at that point. But you fast forward, you had a whole offseason that basically it doesn't seem like they were allowed to spend anything. So how should I look at that? How should I view that other than you've had a year, and at the big league level, your rotation, which was horrendous, didn't get better to the point where anyone else could pitch on the first game of the season. As a Nats fan, that's tough.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to be at opening day.
So
I'm going to be ecstatic. I'll be giddy. I'll find a way to get myself in a good mood. The best parts will all happen before the first pitch, but it's baseball. Bad baseball pummels no baseball. But I am annoyed by this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Nationals fans should be, for the record.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.